It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Jacqueline from Bachelor Pad is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
How much fun was it being on Bachelor Pad?
Best time of my life. Literally, I would do it over and over again if I had the opportunity.
Really?
Yes.
Because some of the people on this show seem pretty damn despicable. I don't know if I can hang out with all of you at the exact same time for two straight weeks.
Yeah, there's like 3% of the people that I like, but you know, it's a good 3%, you know? Quality.
In the first couple of episodes, it looked like you and Ed are pretty good friends. Did things get, go beyond your actual friendship on the show?
They showed a little something happening last episode.
Okay, I was trying to be nice because I didn't want to bring up that part.
Yeah.
Did you and Ed get it on?
You know, we've all watched it. I mean, you know, there were some crazy, weird noises that happened. You know, we napped. We went to bed.
Now, with all those noises, you went to bed?
Yeah, when I nap, I don't sound like that.
You know, me neither, but to each his own.
Who did you genuinely not like in that house?
I think on tonight's episode, it's going to be pretty clear that Jamie and I are not friends, and I particularly do not like her. I just think that she tries to come off as a little goody-two-shoes and, you know, a philanthropist and all this kind of stuff, but I think that behind the scenes, people are going to see a different side to her. She always thinks that I'm out to get her for some reason. I think I'm a sweetheart, so, you know, just on different pages.
And what about Chris? Like, does anybody in the house know, like, what we as fans of the show know, that he is the biggest D-bag ever?
Well, I kind of give Chris props because, I mean, these girls, he has them wrapped around his finger. I mean, he's blatantly hooking up with more than one girl. The girls know about it, and they still come back and, like, try to find him in his bed when he's half sleeping. So, I mean, it's either he's a D-bag or these girls are a little, you know, desperate.
I would say desperate.
Thirsty. Yeah. Definitely thirsty. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? And it's like a house where we can see everything that's, for the most part, going on. But, you know, I'm watching with you guys, so I'm definitely learning a lot about the other players now, as opposed to when I was actually living in the house.
Who wins Bachelor Pad?
Who wins? We don't even know yet. We haven't voted.
I thought I'd trip you up there real quick. Hey, Jacqueline, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. Absolutely love, as much as I hate to admit it, like the rest of North America, but I do genuinely love Bachelor Pad.
Thanks, I do too.
Take care.
All right, have a good one.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.